finding them on the papers, hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk.
All right, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, the 4th of May, 2006. We'll continue with your calls. John in California. Hello, John. Are you there?
Yes, yesterday's show was a real humdinger. I really enjoyed it. And I got my computer speakers replaced this morning, so everything's coming in fine. I was going to ask Terry, I was going to give him a thanks for... give me that tip about Lou Dobbs. I think that's the other side of this whole illegal immigration equation. There are quite a number of people that come out against, very opposed to illegal immigration. That's the easiest thing to see right up front. And then after some prodding and questioning, I find out that some of them think that once they come in legally, any number of people at all should be able to come in. You know, they can migrate from all corners of the earth, and I think that's, you know, to replace illegal immigration one for one, or even maybe by even a greater factor with legal immigration, if we don't need it, I think can be just as damaging.
Well, and what does, you know, there's many facets to this, and one of it is about economics. Bottom line on this deal is greed. If an employer can hire somebody at $5 or $6 an hour rather than $8 or $9 or $10, you know, we're talking about a living wage. You know, 10 years ago, I was seeing articles that they were decrying the fact that the standard of living in the United States was too high, and that some poor schlup over there in Nigeria or wherever had to work an entire day to buy the equivalent of a Big Mac at McDonald's. Right. And I thought to myself, well, you know, that's just too damn bad. You know, I'm sorry for those people. I'm sorry that Mexico is in the state that it's in right now. They've had corrupt regime after corrupt regime. They have no interest in building a comfortable country for their own people. And you know, I heard it said, Terry said it on another talk show host the other day. He said these people are cowards. They won't march in their own streets down there. They won't topple their own corrupt government. But they'll come up here and claim that, oh, well, this used to be our land and it's ours once again. And then they're getting a free pass here from the Bush administration and damn near every governor in the United States.
Yeah, those echo my sentiments. You don't know how much they do. And the whole thing, one of the other things I was going to point out to Terry was that he was singing the praises of this guy, Congressman Dana Rohrabacher, out here in Southern California. He's from the Huntington Beach area.
Yeah.
And Dana Rohrabacher tends to make himself look pretty good by taking this stance on illegal immigration. Especially compared to this guy in my federal district, David Dreyer, who's the chairman of the House Rules Committee. Dana Rohrabacher has publicly come out in favor of the World Trade Organization and this upcoming CAFTA, as well as, I'm sure, all the other trade treaties. So those are two diametrically opposed stances. In other words, I think it's easy for Dana Rohrabacher to take some kind of a claim for being against illegal immigration if by passing CAFTA he knows that illegal immigration is going to be a moot point anyway because everyone will be automatically legal.
Yeah.
And so it about 5 or 6 callers ago, that one guy made a really good point about the Real ID Card Act, and that's part and parcel of H.R. 4437, John. There's in addition to the Real ID Card Act that was passed last year in 2005, which is slated to be enacted in 2008, there's also a stipulation in...
Hold on a second. We're hard up against the break. Don, Melissa, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls this afternoon. We'll do that right after this. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic amp antenna, line out, and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John, go ahead and finish up your thoughts there, sir.
Yeah, well, thanks, John. Like I was saying, we're all clamoring for the House of Representatives to stand their ground on H.R. 4437 and to enact at least a stalemate with the Senate and their that stupid McCain-Kennedy bill. And I think we at least for the time being, we're lucky to be this successful with people like Terry Anderson and all the other people out in front. But I tell you what, in that H.R. 4437, which I downloaded and read a little bit, I'm not too happy with this the provision in there about using a national ID card system to help take care of the problem of illegal immigrants and checking everybody like they do us at the airports,
right,
presuming that we're all a bunch of terrorists when we get on a plane.
Right.
And
you know, how hard is it to spot an illegal?
Boy, don't get me started on that.
Yeah.
I'm the original. Profiling, academic profiling, racial profiling, career profiling, you name it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at it, too.
Well, and you know, the whole thing you mentioned, the airports, I mean, not to look like the government is violating its own laws against race, color, creed, and prejudicial treatments and this, that, and the other. I just had to laugh when people were screaming about racial profiling. Oh, well, that's not right, and this, that, and the other. I'm going, what do you mean it's not right? You know, you got an 88-year-old grandmother, a white woman that's wheelchair-bound. I don't think she's Al-Qaeda. you know? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. If we're going to rid this country of illegals and 99.99% of them may be from Mexico, I don't think I have to be, you know, bothering little grandmothers in wheelchairs.
I think we could figure it out.
Yeah, I think so, too. And it's not this difficult because anybody that's got these matricula cards, boom, they're gone. If they've got fake driver's licenses, it's not too hard to determine whether it's illegal or not. This isn't hard at all. What they're doing here is downplaying the numbers, trying to come up with a solution. You know, after all, 11 million is not that many now, is it? I mean, this is a big country.
Like Terry says, it's probably more like 30.
Yeah.
But I was going to also just ask Terry very gently in a non-confrontational way, not the way I did when you had Alan Quist on your show, John. I was going to ask him. why I have not heard yet any of the leaders of the anti-illegal immigration effort, like him, for instance, tap Tom Tancredo on the shoulder and ask Tom Tancredo what the hell is he doing with voting for the Patriot Act and every extension of the Patriot Act. And why did he vote for the Department of Homeland Security?
You know, and you just...
And Bush's war in Iraq?
John?
And all the funding... I'm sorry, John. I'm sorry. You know how I get.
No, that's okay, John. I just wanted to say that the problem I'm having is now we're having people selectively pick and choose on positions on politicians where their voting record is unconstitutional, illegal. I don't care what you want to call it. But all of a sudden, like Rohrabacher, I wouldn't trust this guy as far as I could pick you and him up and throw him across the parking lot. Okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm getting a little bent out of shape when I see people, you know, supporting people because of this, that, and the other. You're right about Tancredo. He did vote for all of that. And you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, and this is the problem I have with Lou Dobbs. I mean, he's doing a good job on the immigration thing. He's the only one that hammers this thing almost on a daily basis. But there he goes with the war on terror. Well, the war on terror must continue. Really?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's the most maddening thing because we don't have any straight shooters anywhere.
Oh, it's amazing how, and this is the problem I have. To tell you the truth, to be honest with you, and I'm being honest, but, you know, it seems that even in this anti-illegal immigration effort, it seems that I'm being forced to continually make choices between the devil and the deep blue sea. And I'm just getting tired of it. Even with the people like Jim Gilchrist, I mean, I don't think he's figured out what happened in Vietnam 30 years after the fact.
I'm going to talk to Jim this weekend. He's going to be up in Crawford. I mean, when he started his Ronald Reagan thing, I thought, oh boy, here we go.
Well, you know,
I think
Chris Simcox appeared on one of the local talk shows out here with a guy named Kevin Shannon, and I called in and I asked Chris Simcox. I said, by the way, would you mind tapping Jim on the shoulder when you get a chance and just ask him what the heck? Tell him how stupid he sounds when he says he's a Reagan Republican, and it was Reagan who enacted signed the very first amnesty in 1986. What's the matter with this guy?
Oh.
And I said, I kind of like that, and it was a very, you know, it was a very cordial response.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, look, John, I appreciate you forcing me to get off my duff. I really like these new speakers. So.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I'm sure you're going to be primed and ready to roll when I bring up McManus on the air. All right.
Well, I tell you, and if you have Parton on again, or if you want to get
wait a minute here.
I'm echoing. Do you got that, producer? Okay. I have not had Ben Parton on my program, and
was Rick Adams.
That was Rick Adams, and I actually called into Rick's show, and I didn't want to make a big fuss about this, and I just quietly dropped off the phone. But you know, Parton, you know, he was up on Adams' show, and he was talking about, you know, well, we need to vote, and we need to do this and that, and I told him, I said, Ben, come on, man, you know me. You know, you did a great job with Oklahoma City and this, that, and the other. I said, but why are you falling down on 9/11? And his response was, well, I can't get the information from the government, so therefore I really can't make up my mind. You know, that kind of deal. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. So now it's back to the ballot box, voting in this matrix. They flipped the government. They've given us everything that we don't want or need, and I'm supposed to go back in and play in that sandbox. Why are you hauling me out, Ms. Producer? Why all of a sudden? There's my voice. It's back. Okay.
Well, these are things that really need to be addressed, and Rick Adams handled it very good. He's a very, very talented host just by his I mean, I'm not as talented as you, John, but he's good at holding Parton feet to the fire and follow up. Holy smoke!
Yeah, you'll never hear Rick Adams scream like the one guy called in complaining I blew out his computer speakers. But you know, I'm serious about that. You know, I right. make no apologies about that because I am just absolutely up to my eyeballs, and there's enough on our plates right now that we can look at this and say, okay, we got to get out the knife and the fork, and we got to start carving this puppy up because we have enough. We don't have to go to extremes. We don't have to come up and, you know, it's maddening because we have a bunch of people here, and the only way that the good people of America, and I'm not selling anybody short in this country, I will see the flag that they fly, and I will see what colors they're under when they have the information. But first, they've got to be brought to the table. They've got to be given the information. At that point in time, people will either work and act as if they're Americans again. Some people have complained to me, and sometimes I feel this way, John. You know, is America really worth saving? Because the Americans that are woke up right now, they're not doing squat. There's a lot of them out there that are. I don't want to throw that blanket over them, and I don't want to discourage them. We need more people. Once we have people that are, A, reacquainted with our government once again, they start reading their Constitution, we start to put that up for comparison versus what this government's supposed to be, how it's supposed to operate versus what is going on today, then we'll start making inroads. But I can't get these people up off their dead arses for anything on planet Earth. So when this country does crumble, you know, this is not any merit badge for me telling myself, well, I did all that I could to try to save America. That's no consolation prize to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. I don't know how much benefit there is in being able to say I told you so.
Well, and there is absolutely none. I'll tell you what.
It's a hell of a question. It's been asked quite a bit before, and I think really you might think about even devoting a show to it if you are so inclined.
Well, I heard from Jack McLam's person, the one that was just a
I know who Jack McLam is.
Yeah, and Carol Asher, she just sent me something the other day. I'm going to read it on today's program if I can find a thing on the desk here. But at any rate, she said, I think we better start being harder on ourselves because we're creating a movement here.
Well, what are your thoughts on Jack McLam?
As far as what?
As far as the situation he's in with his son overseas.
Not good. I haven't talked to Jack about it at length. I don't know his personal feelings. He's not related him to me.
Yeah.
But... you know, I'm just, this is maddening. I mean, I'm not doing a radio network for the sheer pleasure of just having my name out there or hearing my voice on the airwaves. I could give a hoot and a holler less if I ever did another radio program. I am concerned about one thing, and that's starting a movement in this country that people that care, and they're going to stop fooling themselves, they're going to stop feeding themselves excuses, they're going to roll up their sleeves, because there's many targets out there. We're in a target-rich environment right now. Take a shot, and you're going to hit something that's wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, and until that time, this is mental masturbation, I call it. You know, this is just an exercise. I'm tired of talking.
I still think, John, you know, with your strong feelings on this and plus all of your efforts that have cost you some money and other things, you might consider the practicality in just doing one show just on this very subject and what you think should be accomplished.
I think you're right. You know, I think it's high time. And you're right.
There'll probably be some very useful give and take, both from you to us and from us to you.
As a matter of fact, Danny, Webmaster Danny, do I have anybody scheduled for tomorrow? If I don't have anybody scheduled for tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow.
All right. I'll shine up my speakers.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Appreciate it. Do I have anybody? No. Okay. Well, here it is officially. Tomorrow we're going to do a program on what in the hell is wrong with you people. No, we'll give it another title. Let's discuss this openly. Because quite frankly, folks, we got a lot of patriots in this country, but I don't see anything getting done, do you? I mean, I really don't. We're not adding to our numbers. We're not bringing fresh blood with fresh ideas. There's no dynamic people. These people are dying off or going in the cubbyhole somewhere. There's got to be a dynamic behind this, and we're not meeting our goals. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
I have online with me Shannon McCauley, Texas Minimat, down here in Texas. How you doing, Shannon?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Sounds like you're on a hard line today.
Well, I got out there towards Mount Pleasant, which was a very good speech out there. The people were really into it, and I just lost you and couldn't get a signal.
We had Jim Gilchrist on yesterday, so I've been covering this entire week.
Well, I'm pretty excited about it. Frank is flying in. He should be landing here in about 30 minutes here to DFW, and we're going to meet. He's going to stay the night in Dallas, and we're going to go out to eat and then discuss Crawford, and then we'll probably leave out in the morning and head to Crawford.
Well, any indications what this is going to look like out there?
Well, I've bet Frank and I have a bet, and he thinks it's going to be about 600. I think it's going to be about 2,000. And if there is 2,000, he has to buy me a steak dinner.
Well, I'll tell you what. If it's over 2,000, I about blew a fuse on the air yesterday because I just asked a simple question. We're going to have this thing in Crawford, Texas, and you know, down here in Texas, I mean, it's a fair way to get any place here in Texas. I mean, it's bigger than most countries in the world. But I asked the folks out there, what's going to be your excuse for not showing up Saturday afternoon? You know, I'm I've been real hard on people lately, Shannon, because my God, we've got a lot of problems here, and it seems like the interest we have a lot of apathy, and I'm trying to get people to get involved, get their numbers up.
I tell you what we've done. There's been a couple of organizers here in the local Fort Worth area that have created a rally for Saturday as a fallback for people that can't afford to go to Crawford. So there's going to be rallies in Fort Worth while the rally in Crawford's going on. And for anybody that, that can't afford to drive to Crawford, then go to Fort Worth, and you can be a part of the rally there in Fort Worth.
Where is the information on the Fort Worth deal?
It's on our website. I'll make sure it has the link, but I'll put it on there here in the next few minutes.
Okay.
It's not on there.
Who's in charge of the website of Reckoning in Crawford? Whose is that?
That's Frank, Frank George.
Well, when you get Frank out of that airplane and out of the airport, you better have him get his webmaster to fix the page.
Well, what's wrong with it?
It's all screwed up.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
I'm on the wireless internet right now. I have, I'm not going to advertise, but I can get on the net right on the border.
Okay.
But it's going to be pretty exciting. I think we have a total of 22 to 25 speakers so far. It's kind of hard to keep track of all of that.
Yeah, just to give you an idea here, folks, the Master of Ceremonies is going to be author Lynn Woolley. She's a talk show host. You're going to have Terry Anderson. I'm sorry. Okay. I just had John Anderson on, or Terry Anderson, rather. John Clark. I'm trying to read the names off the website, and they're all bundled up here. A lot of people. Lupe Moreno is going to be out there, president of Lair. There's Jim Gilchrist is going to be there. Glenn Spencer from the American Patrol. I've never met the man in person.
I hear he's going to bring one of his UAVs out there.
Well, great.
I'm sure he's not going to fly it because the Secret Service, I imagine, will seize it. I'm sure there's a 15-mile no-fly zone.
Yeah.
And Lair stands for Latin Americans for Immigration Reform.
Yeah. Vietnam veteran Ray Herrera is going to be out there. Brian Malatesta is going to be there. I mean, there's going to be a whole bunch of people there, and I'll tell you what, if people thought I blew a fuse on the air yesterday, wait until Monday. If only 100 or 200 people show up out there, wait till you hear me Monday, folks. I'm telling you, it is time, Shannon, for people to get up off of their backsides and get involved.
I know there's been a strong group supporting this, but everybody needs to feel like that the rest of the people are behind us, and if you're able to, a phone call is just not going to do it. You need to get out, schedule your vacation, and show up and support at the rallies or support at the border watches, because the border watches is where we gather most of our public intel so that we can provide it to the media and get it out there. I sent a lot of my video from the October border watch to Senator McCaul when he had the second rounds of hearings in Washington.
Well, I'm looking forward to this, and I will see you out there Saturday afternoon, my friend.
Okay, we'll see you there. Just look for the – well, I guess there's going to be a lot of texting, so you just have to call my phone.
All right. Thanks, Shannon.
Okay, take care.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Shannon McCauley, Texas Minuteman. Folks, I'm tired of losing my temper. I'm tired of begging and pleading and whatever else. I mean, the hate crimes bill goes through. We might not have to worry about doing radio programming anymore because of the subject matter we talk about. There's probably going to be 99 infractions the first day that they pass that. By the way, you need to go to RBN's website right at the top of rbnlive.com. There is a little banner that's blinking at you. It says, click here, act now, an RBN call to action. And this is to stop the hate crimes bill, the SB 1145. If we do not do this, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about just, you can't say anything about the homosexuals and you can't say anything about the Jews. It's going to be whatever they consider to be politically volatile, we will not be able to talk about on the airwaves. So how's that going to be if that passes through people's inaction? And then one day you go to tune in the radio, because I'm not into neutered radio. If I can't do the job that God picked me to do behind this microphone, it ain't going to happen. You're not going to get a neutered version of me or the National Intel Report or this network. It's up to you people. It's in your hands. It's up to you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel-cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Don in Ohio. Hello, Don. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
First off, I just went to RBN, the listen page, and it's not coming up at all. The other page, though, is the... Stop the Hate Crimes thing, but your Listen Live page is not opening up at all.
They are doing some work on this. We made the fatal mistake of going to Time Warner, and we're in the process of switching it back. So if there's any problems out there with the archives or anything else, yours is okay. My producer just checked, and she said it's fine.
The Listen Live page?
Yeah. Yeah, so it might be on your end. But at any rate, what's going on?
Okay, I got a couple questions. First one is the factories and stuff like that are on the just right on the other side of the border. I can't think of what Matagorda is or something like that. Or
yeah, Maquiladora.
Okay, now do you know how much those people are making an hour these days? Or
and the last time I heard, and not necessarily for that specific location, but I was hearing a maximum of 50 cents an hour.
Gee.
Yeah.
Wow. No wonder they still want to come
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, because, you know, working at Mickey D's here for $5, $5.50 an hour, it looks like a raise, doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. This is stupid because if the Mexican government gave a hoot and a holler about its own people, or if the Mexicans down there cared about themselves and their government, This would be a totally different situation. I mean, in one respect, I cannot blame them for wanting to get out of Mexico, to go for a better life. I mean, they had their 1986 brethren come up here, 20 years ago, so they got a toehold and a foothold here. So it's not like they're going to a totally foreign land that speaks another language and they can't get along. No, we've done everything. We've rolled out the red carpet for these people. But if the situation were different in Mexico, they wouldn't want to leave. Yep. And you know, what is going to be next? I made the analogy here. Well, okay, the Mexicans are upset with their standard of living. You know, what about all of Nigeria? What about Sudan? What about this? What about that? Just because somebody wants to come to this country, we'll open up our borders and just let them all in? No, I don't think so. This country is in serious trouble right now. We've got the madmen with a checkbook up there in Washington, D.C. that figures as long as they got checks in the book, they're not overbalanced. You know, we've got a lot of insane things that are still going on in this country, and the last thing that we need right now is to take millions of people on with millions of their own problems. I mean, any rate.
Yeah. The second question is, do you know if there's any Chinese companies or ones that build any factories right down there?
That I'm not sure of. I do know that Lampoa has taken over basically the Suez Canal down there. I don't know of any, off the bat, I don't know of any Chinese companies down there. I mean, why would they want to do that? Because they get all their cheap slave labor in China.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you mean the Panama.
Panama, not Suez Canal. Yeah. Panama Canal. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Don. Appreciate your call. Melissa in Texas. Let me see if I can't get myself in the right country here. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, John.
Hi.
A couple of different points. As far as Mr. McManus.
Yes.
I know that he was given a care package of many videos on 9/11, or he was supposed to be. And so give him some time to do his homework, and then we'll see what happens. We'll find out if they're loyal opposition or not.
About 10 years ago, I got into it with John on the telephone. He had written a derogatory article about my co-host. And I called him up, and I engaged him in conversation. I asked him, you know, what's your membership nowadays? And 10 years ago, it was sitting at 25,000. I said, you guys have been in business for 30 years. You only have 25,000 members? What's wrong with you guys? You know, I mean, they do a fine magazine. The New American has been around for a number of years. I can't fault them on their covers and their artwork and some of the stories that they run. But this is disturbing. If this is true, and I'm going to ask him myself, and I'm sure the listeners are going to want to know, you know, what's your position on 9/11, Mr. McManus?
Yeah, it is our biggest wake-up call that we've ever had.
Well, and you know, it isn't that the illegals here are making a change in our Constitution. That was 9/11. And all our ne'er-do-wells, and they want to help you from cradle to grave in Washington, D.C., that we all must have nannies and all be protected. No, you don't throw the Constitution out with a baby in the bathwater because we have a problem. You know, so we'll get his take on it. We'll get his take.
Okay. Second point then would be to, I think it was Paul in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
You know, as I've grown older, I've gotten a little more discerning about things, but I am still more prone to help someone than to not help someone, especially if they look like a decent person and they just need a little hand up, you know. I'll let them stay on my couch for a few days, but, you know, just like fish, after a few days, they got to go.
Mm.
But the point, I just seemed to hear it in his voice that he was saying that we aren't being compassionate enough for these poor people.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it wouldn't work if we tried to go to Mexico if there was anything there we wanted.
No, and Melissa, this doesn't have anything to do with compassionate, because, you know, most of the illegals I run into, even though I can't speak Spanish, most of them I run into, they seem to be nice people. And I always look for the better part of a human being. I'm automatically going to assume that they're good guys until they prove themselves to be other than that. So I've not gotten to the point in my life that I am cynical of everything and everybody. But, you know, and I feel for the Mexican people as well as I feel for the people over in Darfur right now or the people in Iraq or whatever the case may be. But here's the realities. You know, we're being invaded.
Yeah.
The system is being changed right out from under us. Our standard of living will never be the same. And I agree with the guy. I agree with the guy in he brought up the Federal Reserve. You know, that's a problem, too. That's one that's going to have to be addressed. But we've been living with the Federal Reserve for almost 100 years. What we have not been living with is 30 to 40 million illegals in this country.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize that's the number. If they've been watching TV, they think it's 11.
Yeah, and 11 million and out of a country of 300 million, what's the big deal?
Yeah. Not that bad.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm going to go drive around in a nicer part of town today and move in with a nice big family.
Yeah? You're going to do what?
Excuse me. I'm getting over a cold.
I'm sorry. You're going to drive around, you're going to show up on somebody's doorstep?
Yeah. Just move in and say, you know, your house is nicer than mine. I don't have as much as you do. Move over.
And if they object to it, you're going to call them racist? Are you going to say that they're not humanitarian?
No, I'm going to brandish a knife and tell them they have to go.
Well, if they get the chickens out and they start planting the corn in the front yard, you got to go. Melissa, thanks for your call, dear.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. John in Minnesota. Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah. You know something? I smell a dirty, rotten rat.
Well,
you got this leadership called La Raza, the race, okay? The leadership in there. Do you smell another Jesse Jackson?
I don't know if I'm downwind of Jackson or not. Mr. Opportunist. Well, what's your point about La Raza and them
okay,
being...
Okay, here you've got this leadership taking all of these people who are in not a very good situation. But see, I've known Mexicans all my life. They were honest. They were decent. They were clean. Their children were just as nice as children as you could ask for. They were a nice example for a lot of people to look at, you know? Now, what about this La Raza bunch? Uh-uh. No. They're come in here. They're nothing but blood-sucking leeches. Real Mexicans were never that way. They always earned their way. And when they got into trouble, I'm telling you, they pulled together.
Yeah.
And if they borrowed money from you, you could bet. Even one fellow got sick. He really got sick. He went back home. It took him 7 years before he got back on his feet. He came back and paid back every single nickel. Every penny was paid up. That's the real Mexicans. These people, yeah, you've got the people that are jumping on the bandwagon that are getting pulled into this thing. But it's the leadership. Watch the leadership. The guys with the bullhorns. The guys with the cell phones up to their ear, that when the trouble comes, all of a sudden, they disappear.
Right.
And remember when the real Americans stood up against Satan and his bunch up there in the Northwest? What happened? Oh, how come the Ninja Turtles? Yes, we're going to whoop. And they beat on the people and everything else, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
What did they do with La Raza?
Nothing.
No, sir. They handed them water when they wanted something to drink.
You know, and you know, John...
We're looking at a floor plan here, John. That's what we're looking at. And they're setting them up in their own writings of the Satanic New World Order. It says that they want to use the Mexicans as cannon fodder. That's their own words, right out of their own writings. And here we have La Raza going through there, and the Ninja Turtles are passing out water. Now, somebody got orders from somewhere, didn't they? The Mexican people that are hurting for a job, they're hurting for an income, are being herded like a bunch of dumb sheep, and they're going to get slaughtered.
And, John, I am not a non-compassionate person, and I feel for these people, but I want long-term solutions for them, and a long-term solution is not giving... not giving the house away here. What they need down in Mexico is an honest government. What they need are jobs. What they need is a standard of living.
Well, and what they need is the word responsibility, John. La Raza says we love children. And I say, you're a liar. You're a stinking, dirty liar. You don't love your children. not when they run around like dirty little animals, screeching like banshees, something out straight out of hell. Now, the real Mexicans I knew, they never allowed that. Boy, that kid acted up like that, he got his rear end fanned right where he was.
Well, anymore, I'm not even bothering. Before all of this really hit the fan, I'm not even bothering. I used to check parents, Mexican parents, in public places when they were speaking to their children in Spanish. You could tell real quick. All you had to do is engage the parents if they could speak English or not. I remember one time, and it was even in a McDonald's, I asked the both parents were there, and I looked at the guy, and I said, "Why are you talking to your kid in Spanish?" And he looked at me, and I said, "You know, you're in the United States. This is an English-speaking country. Why are you not helping your child speak English?" I mean, I tore right into the guy. But I'm not even going to waste my time doing that anymore. I'm not even going to waste my time.
But they're going to be slaves forever.
Well, they don't know that. I mean, these people, I mean, half of these people coming across the border, they have no education whatsoever. They've got
communist indoctrination, John.
Absolutely.
3 generations of communist indoctrination there. But my point is this. If they love those people so much, La Raza, love those people so much, why don't they teach them English?
Yeah.
It's the world's commercial language.
Yeah.
No, sir. They want them as slaves. They want to keep them as slaves. La Raza tells them, you're not a man if you don't have 10 children.
Well, and
according to that,
yeah,
then the raft is the greatest man on the face of the earth.
And John, again, let's talk about the coverage that the mainstream media has given this thing. They've given this whole thing a pass because they've not talked about La Reconquista. They've not talked about La Raza. They've not talked about the organizations that have been funding these people. These people have been very well organized. They've been well funded. They've been well taken care of. They've got the carpet rolled out all across America. And we've got the critters in Washington, D.C. And George Bush has got the audacity to call people that are doing something that the government should be doing, he's got the audacity to call them vigilantes. I call this man a traitor to his own people.
He is, because Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a
Republican
form
of
government and shall protect them from invasion. This is an invasion. They, right there, are guilty of treason. Right there. Because the Mexican government has come in here and said, hey, we're going to give you money. We're going to get you in there no matter what. And guess what? We've got some nice armament there waiting for you, brought in by your good friends, the Red Chinese. And you're going to take over that country up there. And they have stated that loud and clear. Groups like the Raza.
Yeah.
Race. They aren't Mexican. I'd like to know what race they are. What test bottle did they come out of? What CIA operation is La Raza? That's my question.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they're getting a pass on everything, and anybody that gets a pass is a corporate board member. Yes, sirree, Bobberoo.
Thanks, John. I appreciate your call. Doug in Austin, you're up next. Hello, Doug.
John, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to comment that, you know, the Mexicans, I've had a lot of work for the various companies, and they're good, hardworking people like the man that mentioned and everything, and I really consider that they're just pawns being used by the Congress critters, as you call them, the treasonous president, which I think we both agree on and everything. And there's a one on both sides of the Rio Grande, frankly, because there's one that's holding the gate open and saying, go for my country, and another one saying, come on into my country.
Well, that's a one-way turnstile, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly. And you know, if you and I were in the same economic situation as they were down there, we'd be seeking to do whatever we could. And if there was a door open someplace in the greater opportunity, we'd be doing the same thing. So I don't blame them at all. I just don't like the people that are organizing this thing to make it all happen. And it's, you know, it's bad for this country. And we've got to stop the people that are responsible. It's not the Mexican people that are responsible for this. It's the people that are allowing this to happen. And I agree we need to bring our troops back home, put them on the borders, and just put a stop to this thing. And frankly, we need to start focusing on that word treason. And every that can be applied, let's take somebody to jail for it or hang them, better yet.
Well, anyway. And how far back? I mean, we're going to have to start digging politicians out of their graves, because how far back have these treasonous little sons of buggers been doing their little operations on America? I mean, nobody in their right mind, if they're cognizant of our history, if they paid attention to their parents or their parents, they have got to notice there's been a major shift and a change in this country, and none of it has been for the good.
Well, so, all I've got to say, John, is we've got to pick one. I mean, we can't focus on all of them. We've got
to
pick on the shotgun and pick up the rifle, find one, make an example of them. It will get in the mainstream, and then they'll all start running like, you know, fleas, you know, running for a place to hide, you know, for a dog to climb on, basically.
Well, and again, Doug, let's point the blame where it really, truly, squarely belongs, and that's on us. We have not been good stewards of our own country. We've allowed the little mid-managers to come in and clean the inventory out.
I love you, John. I've been waiting for you to say that. It is our problem. I mean, it really is. It's we the people, and we the people are not keeping track of our elected officials.
You got that right. Doug, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Have a good
one. Okay, you too. We'll take the break here, take one more final phone call, and wrap up this edition of the National Intel Report.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
They railed against the crowd. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
If you want to email your Congress critter about SB 1145, you can do so. Webslingers is WebSlingers.com. And I think there's a forward slash here. And what is that? Jay Hoffman? jhoffman/congress-email.html. But if you get as far as webslingers.com/jhoffman, that'll get you to where you need to go. And you can email directly off of that. It's got an email directory for their faxes and emails. I would suggest if you have faxes out there, fax machines, you do that as well. One last caller here on this edition of the National Intel Report, Charles in Louisiana. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. Joan?
Good.
Look, you are doing a good job. Don't cut yourself short, my friend.
Well,
without you, I guess we wouldn't know anything.
Well, we don't have enough. We don't have enough people out there. That's the problem, Charles.
Well, yeah. Well, you got a lot of people. You just don't have they domesticated. But you ever thought about if they start burning this city and shooting us, what's going to happen? We talking about we'll shoot them. No, the American people ain't going to shoot nobody. Believe me. But if they ever start shooting us, and burning this city down, what are we going to do? The government raised an army to come against the American people, and that's the truth. It starts in Washington, D.C., not with them immigrants. Washington, D.C. is our problem. If we clean that up, we have another problem tomorrow.
I agree. Charles, this has been my thoughts about third parties, political parties, this, that, and the other. Everybody wants to come up with a better solution and a better idea of how things are supposed to run. Well, they've reinvented our government, all right, not to our choosing and certainly not to our liking. But there is nothing wrong and there's nothing stopping us from cleaning up this political mess in this country. Everybody's sitting around going, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. They've got too much power. They're not listening to us or whatever. All horse pucky.
Well, they're doing this because they know that we're domesticated. We're not strong people anymore. They know that America's weak. The people are weak. The children are weak. The schools are weak. Mr. Joan, when Hillary Clinton comes in office, she's going to finish us. She's going to come in office. They're going to put who they want in office. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, and you know, I've been watching George Bush. So they're saying, oh, you know, we might get him impeached next year. Let me see. Next year is 2007.
Yeah.
And I don't hear as many of these people saying that they need to impeach Mr. Halliburton also, which is the true president. It's not George Bush.
Right.
It's Dick Cheney.
Well, Mr. Joan, if people better wake up and try to get a little guts. I'm really getting tired of trying. I try hard. I really do. I mean, I wear myself out to exhaustion. But when I look at the American people, they get me sick in my stomach. They get me sick. I mean, they...
How do you think, Charles, I feel doing a network and trying to keep a positive note on everything, trying to rally the troops? How do you think that I feel?
I don't know, Mr. Joan. I couldn't...
Well, I think people got a little taste of how I really feel yesterday.
Well, they need to look in the mirror. You're trying, you know. You really are. I know you a long time, Mr. Joan. And I love you, man. I really do. I've never met you, but I love you for standing up. But I wish the American people would get a little guts and quit complaining and do something. Do something. Show them their fury.
Yeah.
That's what we need to show fury now.
Well, do you think America is still that sleeping giant as was portrayed by Yamamoto in World War II?
She's finished. America's. I don't think she's worth saving, to tell you the truth.
Well, and I'm hearing a lot more people say that, but...
Yeah, she's not worth saving. What kind of people we got? These people, I mean, they're like plastic people. And the congressmen, they ain't no sense telling them nothing. They in this. They design this. But when they start burning this city and start shooting the white people, sit back and know you did your job, my friend. Don't ever cut yourself short.
No, that's when the second part of my job starts,
well,
if you know what
you.
I mean.
Hey, God bless you, John.
Thank you, Charles. I appreciate your call. That'll do it for us today. And tomorrow I'm going to do as that caller suggested. We're just going to have an open free-for-all. And how to get people involved, and what the heck are you doing out there? We'll see you tomorrow.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.